Tomorrow's achievements are determined by today's preparations. Tomorrow's achievements are determined by today's preparations. What sort of preparations do you have in your life for the achievements you want to have tomorrow? What do you want to achieve tomorrow? What would you like to have happen in your life tomorrow? Well, forget it. Because if you're wanting those things tomorrow, that means you don't have them today, and that means you don't have them right now. That means you don't have them in your life, and that you wouldn't recognize them if they hit you with a 10-foot pole. You wouldn't be aware of it. How silly, isn't it? Tomorrow's achievements are determined by today's preparations. Now, I'm going to give a party. And in the party, I'm going to have a lot of my friends come. I'm going to have a lovely group of people there. And we're going to be outdoors because it's a lovely day. We're going to have a wonderful party. And what is happening? Well, what is happening is I see already inside of my thinking system the party. I see the party already done. I see all of the people that I invite already present. I see everything for the party complete and whole. There's nothing to be done, nothing waiting to be done. It's already done. And, of course, this is a powerful way of living, which we all do. We don't wait until tomorrow for its achievements, for they are determined by today's preparations, and the preparations today are knowing that it is already done, knowing that it is already complete, knowing that it is already fulfilled. The other day I said to Ellen, I'm going to go in town tomorrow, I run a couple errands, and I'm going to take Anita along because I'd like to take Anita along. And Ellen says, fine, have a lot of fun. And so the next day I finished breakfast and Anita and Ellen were polishing up the kitchen and doing everything. And then Ellen says, Anita, when are you going to get ready to go? Herb wants to leave to go into town, and he usually likes to leave right after breakfast. Oh, am I going to town? And I had invited Anita to go to town, but I forgot to remind her that I'm going to go tomorrow. And she says, okay, I'll be ready in a second. And she was ready in a second. Now, I was so confident that I was going to town the next day that I prepared myself, and I was all ready. And I was so confident that Anita was going to ride along and do a few little errands herself that I forgot to mention to her that I was going to go and take her along. And the minute I said, hey, we're going, she says, okay, I'm ready. And boom, and in 2 seconds, in a jerk of a lamb's tail, she was ready to go and happy about it. Now, truly, if the achievement that I had of going to town and running a few errands for myself and having Anita come along was really going to be perfectly done, I would have visualized Anita going with me, and just as the most natural thing in the world, without even being asked. I would visualize all of the people coming to my party without even being asked. They were just there because I saw them in my consciousness as being there. I saw them in my consciousness as being at the party and having a wonderful time. I saw Anita in my consciousness as coming along, but I forgot to mention it to her. I forgot to remind her that this was the day that we were going to go in and run some errands. So it could have been a much smoother operation had I mentioned it to Anita, but it would have been a much smoother operation if I had just known that it was already done, known that the preparations were already made. Tomorrow's achievements are determined by today's preparations. So, what happened? It was not more than a few seconds, and I went down to the monastery, to the embassy, and picked up the car, and brought the car up to the monastery. And as soon as I did that, Ellen grabbed a couple towels and ran out there and wiped off the windshields and cleaned up the car and made the car all beautiful, made the windshields all lovely. And I called out there, I said, Ellen, you're a princess. Thank you so much for making everything so beautiful. But tomorrow's achievements are determined by today's preparations that we make. And what are the preparations that we make? What are the preparations that you make for having a more joyful, fantastic, fulfilled life? Are you making preparations for your life? And are you making preparations seeing it already done? And the answer is yes. This is how we live our lives. We see already done that which we are going to do, and it always is that way, because on the eternal level, on the level of beingness, it is already done. There's nothing to be done in the entire universe. It's already done. And the sooner we learn to tune in to the reality that it is already done, the sooner we'll enjoy it all the more completely and all the more wonderfully. The sooner we'll find that everything is just so fantastic that we are just like a lovely kitten enjoying being petted. That's what life's all about. Life is all about tomorrow's achievements being determined by today's preparations. When I make my preparations, my first preparation is not for detail, it is just seeing it done. And my second preparation, again, is not detail, it is seeing every aspect of it being done, fulfilled in a marvelous, fantastic, joyous way. When Anita and I went into town, she went into the Apple store to check on Apple details on the iPhone that she had, and they gave her a bunch of good answers. They gave her a bunch of wonderful thoughts. But then she went further. When she came back home, her interest had been whetted. Her appetite for all this knowledge had been whetted. And so she made a few internet calls and checked on things, and she found that everything that they told her at the Apple store, she could do, and she could do more. She could do even more because she was making her preparations. And she was having tomorrow's achievements determined by today's preparations. So she went to the Apple store and she did these things. And the Apple store told her these things. And she was so happy, so fulfilled, and so revealed in every way. We open doors by knowing it is done. We open doors by knowing that every desire of our heart is already fulfilled. There's nothing new under the sun. There's nothing new that we're anticipating. We have made the tomorrow's achievements determined by today's preparations. We've made the preparations, and the preparations we've learned so well to do that it is already done. We've learned to visualize without even causing us to consciously visualize. We just learn to visualize whatever it is we think about as being done. And as we learn to visualize everything we think about as being done, it is done. And we go out and we enjoy and delight in everything, and it all comes back to us as a fulfilled measure. As a measure of delight and wonder and magic that is so marvelous, so rewarding, and so delightful that our life is really fulfilled. Tomorrow's achievements are determined by today's preparations, and the first preparation we make is that it is done now. Now, in the background, you may hear Rex whimpering. And Rex is a great mouser. And another mouse has come into the house or probably Jeannie brought the mouse in, and went behind the dresser. And Rex had been looking behind the dresser saying, "Mouse, come out." Now, if Rex would just visualize that mouse coming out, as I'm sure he will find that mouse doing everything that he wants him to do. And he'll dance the tango with that mouse because he's the happiest guy in the house. Have a lovely day. And I know you'll catch your mouse too with proper preparations.